Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nobody in Kansas City has sports like 96.5 The Fan.
Right side throw, touchdown! Kansas City, a 3-yard touchdown pass in overtime. Kansas City wins the game.
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
Back-to-back best sports talk host as voted on in the Pitch magazine.
Live from the Fan Studios, here's CDOT.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Excited to be here with you on this wonderful, wonderful Monday. Hopefully you had a great weekend. The Royals have a very important series this week against the Boston Red Sox. They play today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. We will be off early every day for this series at 5 o'clock with the Royals being in the Eastern time zone. So we got a lot to get into in today's show. We are going to talk some Chiefs along the way. The Chiefs have their first depth chart that has been released. I'll give you my takeaways from seeing the first depth chart from the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll also talk about the Micah Parsons contract hold-in slash hold-out situation. Jerry Jones, he thinks this is all a game. We'll discuss that. The college football coaches poll is also out. Football is less than 3 weekends away. Both Iowa State and Kansas State are both ranked for that matchup. This is the first time that it's been a top 25 game in Ireland, so really excited to see those two teams play coming up in a couple of weeks. Again, we'll get to the Royals here coming up momentarily. But before we do that, let me remind you of a couple of things. Number one, I need you listening to The Drive each day at 2 o'clock right here on 96.5 The Fan. Number two, I need you to tell one friend to check out the show. You know what? Two friends will be great, but you know what? Beggars can't be choosers. And I need you to remember that the opening segment of the show is now brought to you by our friends at The Other Place with 5 metro locations serving great pizza for over 25 years. Right here in Kansas City. So if you're looking for some hot pizza and some cold drinks, make sure you head over to The Other Place, theotherplace.com. I want to play what Vern had to say for you guys. The Royals have a very important series this week against the Boston Red Sox. The Royals are 5.5 games back of Boston. Boston right now has the top wild card spot in the American League. You don't need me to tell you the Royals desperately need to win this series. Here's our Royals insider, Josh Vernier.
The reason why, a few weeks ago, right before the All-Star break, when the Royals dropped 2 of 3 to the New York Mets at home, that to me was, quote-unquote, it. You know, that to me is when I was resigned to the fact that it's not in the cards for the boys this season. They just didn't do enough things that good teams do. They didn't run the bases well. Their defense was average at best. They didn't come from behind. They had no power. They had no clutch. The rotation was starting to get banged up. You know, love the team, but 100-some-odd games in, I just didn't think it was in the cards for them. But since the All-Star break, and you look at what they've done of late, winning 9 of the last 13, it's because they're playing good baseball. They're executing. They're getting the ball. They're getting the bunt down. They're hitting the ball behind the runner. They're taking the extra 90 feet. They're just so that to me is the top storyline as you go into Boston to take on a team that is as hot as any ball club in the American League. Can you match them in just quality of baseball? That's number one. And then number two, Bailey Falter on the hill tonight, the young right-hander Ryan Burgert going tomorrow.
That was Josh Vernier earlier today. He was on the morning show with Fesco and Dusty talking about the importance of this series. The Royals are back at 500. They have won 56 games. They have lost 56 games. The Royals have 50 games remaining in this season. This is me giving you the numbers. These are the raw data. This is not my opinion about the Royals. If you look at what the Royals need to do to be the third wildcard team, on average, that team wins 87 games. Last year, 86 wins. In 2003, 89 games. In 2022, 86 games. The Royals need to win 87 games realistically if you believe that they can make the postseason. Well, what does that mean? As we sit 50 games to go in this season, the Royals need to go 31-19. Now, I'm not telling you that they can or they won't do it. I'm simply telling you what they need to do. The Royals need to win at least 30 of their next 50 games if we are to have a conversation about them being a postseason team. They need to continue offensively what they've done. We know about the season-long totals for the Royals. The Royals have not been a good offense this season. I'm not worried about that. Can the Royals be what they've been for the last 30 days or so? Since July 1st, the Royals are averaging 4.8 runs per game. That is slightly above average offensively. That's all they ever needed to be. You do not need this offense to be top five. You don't need this to be one of the better offenses in Major League Baseball. You've needed the offense to do their part. You saw in this series against the Blue Jays, when the offense stepped up, they won those two games. The one game the Royals struggled offensively, they lost. It's very, very simple with the Royals. Four is usually the magic number for the Royals to win that game offensively. You are now going up against a team in Boston that is as equally as hot as you are, taking care of business in their most recent series against the Houston Astros. If you look at the American League, these are two of the hottest teams since July 1st in Major League Baseball. This is not going to be easy, but you have a chance. The Royals now have, I think, a pretty clear benchmark of where they need to be at the end of this season. If the Royals are to make the postseason, they have to win at least 30 games. History tells you you need to win 31, 32. If you get to 86, you will see what happens in the American League. I do think that's possible if the Royals can continue offensively what they've done over the stretch. If you want to take it one step further, since the Royals have added Adam Frazier to the lineup, they are averaging 5.5 runs per game. If you can continue to get the offensive production that the Royals have had, you certainly can make this a very interesting final 2 months of the season. And if you can get through this series and continue to string them together as you have, you did it against the Cubs, you did it on the road against the Toronto Blue Jays, you took care of business at home against the Guardians. If you can continue to do that, the schedule really opens up after this. Washington is not a good team. The White Sox are not a good team. Minnesota is struggling. Who knows what their identity is? The pathway is there for the Royals. If you are going to make a charge for the second and third wild card, you know how many games you need to win. Coming up in just a bit, we are going to take a closer look at the depth chart for the Kansas City Chiefs and as it has been released for them. But before we do that, you guys know the rules. If we talk about the Royals in the opening segment of the show, it can only mean one thing. Rob, hit me.
We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
Carrying today's random Royals lineup takes us back to the year 1997, where on this day in Royals history, they beat the Boston Red Sox at Kauffman Stadium 5-2 to move to 46-61.
We need that.
Here was your Royals lineup that day.
Let's do it.
Leading off in left field, Bip Roberts.
Big Bip.
Bippy.
Batting second, the second baseman, Jose Offerman.
Where's Jose Offerman at these days?
That's a great question.
What was Bip's government name? Can we go back and see what Bip's mom named him?
His official baseball reference page says Bip.
There's no chance that Bip is that man's birth name. 0% chance.
Oh, here we go. Leon Joseph Roberts.
Leon Joseph?
Mm-hmm.
Be honest. If I told you Bip Roberts, you'd have guessed that Bip Roberts was a white guy. You would have guessed it.
Would you have guessed Leon Joseph?
I would have never guessed. I would have guessed that Bip was short for like Brian or something. I would have never guessed that Bip was. I would have never guessed this.
Batting third, the shortstop, Jay Bill.
Shout out to JB.
Batting fourth, the designated hitter, Chili Davis.
Absolutely, big Chili.
Batting fifth, at third base, Dean Palmer.
Absolutely.
Batting sixth, at first base, Jeff King.
This is vintage Royals right here. This is what got us into this activity.
Batting seventh, the center fielder, Johnny Damon.
Johnny Damon was hitting seventh on that team? Oh, man.
Batting eighth, the catcher, Mike McFarlane.
Mike.
And batting ninth, in right field, David Howard. The Royals won on this date with seven strong from Ricky Bones. Ricky Bones gave up two earned over seven innings, dropping his ERA to 7.44.
The lineup is out today for the Kansas City Royals. Jonathan India, Bobby Witt Jr., Vinny Pasquantino, Mikel Garcia, Salvador Perez, Mike Yastrzemski, Adam Frazier, John Rave, Kyle Isbell, and Falter. Bailey Falter makes his Royals debut today at Fenway Park as the Royals travel to Boston to take on the Red Sox, two of the hottest teams in baseball, two of the best teams in the American League since the All-Star break, the Royals and the Red Sox. We will talk Royals throughout the day. Denny Matthews is scheduled to join us coming up in about 45 minutes or so. Coming up on the other side, let's take a closer look at the Chiefs' first depth chart of the season. I have some takeaways. I'll tell you what they are. Keep it right here. So drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
This man was a bona fide scrub.
On 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I would say that the Chiefs' depth chart is a point of media contention. Just today, talking to Rob about it, he says, you know that the first depth chart doesn't mean anything, that the PR staff puts this together. Now, I'm not saying that Rob is right or wrong, but I don't think that the Chiefs are putting something out, A, that the coaches haven't had some chance to look at, and the PR people are watching the same practices that you and I are watching. I think that if you look at their starters, now, maybe a guy is second on the depth chart when the Chiefs have him as third or vice versa, but I don't think that when it gets to the starters, we are just taking random guesses on who the starters are going to be. No, I think this comes from a place of knowledge. Now, if you look at the offensive line, tell me that this doesn't sound like the offensive line that the Chiefs plan on having week one against the Los Angeles Chargers in Brazil. Josh Simmons, Kingsley Suamataia, Creed Humphrey, Trey Smith, Jawan Taylor. That's their starting five. Now, is Jawan Taylor going to be healthy? We'll see. He was talking earlier today about a knee injury that he faced in the mid part of the season and how he played through it throughout the course of the season. We know that he's missed some practice time. The Chiefs have tried Jalen Moore also at left guard in replacing Kingsley Suamataia. But if you're asking me today, what's their first offensive line? I think this is the five. I think they've settled in on their five. And barring injury, this is the five that I think they're going to have. Now, if you go over to the defensive side, I'm not going to read all of these names, but man, this defense looks very, very familiar. In fact, this is the same defense the Chiefs had minus Justin Reed. I don't think that Christian Fulton's actually starting the season with the Chiefs. I think he's going to be on the PUP list. He still is not healthy and not practicing with the team. I don't think that's a big deal. I think the Chiefs are playing the long game with Christian Fulton as they should. But, I mean, they're getting ready for their first preseason game, and he still hasn't practiced. So I don't think it's realistic to think that Christian Fulton is playing this week. Maybe he comes back after the first preseason game. But if you're asking me today to put a bet on it, I think that Christian Fulton starts the year on the PUP list. If that's the case, man, we know this defense already. So I think that this depth chart is pretty indicative of what I think their plan is for week one of the season. We can talk more about some of the depth chart of the backups and the guys outside of the starters, but if I read to you guys all 22 names that they have as starters, I think you would be hard-pressed to disagree or tell me that this is off on what we think the list is actually going to be. The only possible change I think we could have is Rashee Rice and the uncertainty around his suspension. But I think at this point, we all know who the wide receiver options are, and I don't think the Chiefs are bringing in anybody from the outside to play wide receiver. What indication do we have that that's going to happen? They're not bringing in Keenan Allen. They're not bringing in Amari Cooper. Maybe they end up bringing back Mecole Hardman if he gets released from the Green Bay Packers. But I think if you take a snapshot of this depth chart, and I imagine because the game's going to be on NBC, they do a Sunday night football, Patrick Mahomes, Texas Tech University. You know the intros that they do. I imagine that when they introduce those starting lineups, it's going to be eerily similar to this depth chart that they have now tatted out here for the first one of the year.
I don't want to be the person who rains on the parade, but I do think it's noteworthy they call this an unofficial depth chart, and it is largely based on what the PR staff is seeing from the tent with the media. So I think if we asked Nate Taylor to do the same exercise, you would probably get this same depth chart. If we asked Blair Kirkhoff, Jesse, whoever, Pete Sweeney, we get the same depth chart. I don't know the coaching staff has any input on what the unofficial depth chart that then gets released to the media on game week looks like. I also think, to your larger point, that's a thing we could have done in March or maybe April. Hey, they've drafted Josh Simmons, we know he's healthy. Let's guess the O-line. I think we would have gotten 20 of the 22 on this depth chart correct. So I'm not going to overreact to an unofficial preseason game one depth chart because I don't think the coaching staff is the one putting the depth chart together. I think it mostly shows the Chiefs have done are showing us what they've done all offseason. Continuity is king, and that's what their unofficial depth chart shows. But again, I'm not reading too much in an unofficial depth chart.
What do you think the plan is going to be for Jalen Moore? I don't think that Jalen Moore is going to be starting this season for the Chiefs. I think that he is going to be their sixth offensive lineman. I think he is there in twofold. This is what I think Jalen Moore's role is going to be for the Chiefs this year. I think he is there in case of an injury with Juwan Taylor, which is, I mean, he just told us today. He said that after every game, he would get his knee drained, and he was never on the injured list because he knew the Chiefs were shorthanded on the offensive line, and he wanted to be there. He said that today from the tent. So I think that Jalen Moore is insurance for Juwan Taylor, and if Kingsley Suamataia fails one more time, I think he's being voted out of the island. You know how we do the circle of trust during the season? I think that Kingsley Suamataia has a short time left inside the circle of trust. You got kicked off of left tackle. You're not playing right tackle. They have found one thing left for you to be able to do. If you are not good at it in the first month of the season, I think they replace you with Jalen Moore, and I don't think they ever look back. I think that Kingsley is done. I think he has a month to prove to the Chiefs whether or not he can play. They took you off of left tackle almost immediately. They, 6 quarters into the season, they sat Kingsley Suamataia down. They have been telling you this entire offseason, he's better as a guard, he's better as a guard, he's better as a guard. All right, well, we believe you. If Kingsley Suamataia gets replaced in the Eagles game in week two and they put Jalen Moore in at left guard, I don't think we ever see Kingsley Suamataia again. Not if everybody's healthy. I think he goes in if an injury happens, like what happened this past season, but I don't think he goes into it. I think that Jalen Moore is protection if Juwan Taylor is hurt, or protection if Kingsley Suamataia doesn't live up to their expectations.
I think we're saying the same thing differently. Jalen Moore is a very expensive swing tackle. I think he is what Wanye Morris was last year. If we need a right tackle, you can play. If we need a left tackle, you can play. Hey, in a pinch, it turns out Kingsley's not the guy. You can maybe slide in and be left guard. But I think he is a Swiss Army knife. He is the sixth man, for lack of a better term, among the offensive line. I do not think the Chiefs are going to start Jalen Moore. I don't think he's ever going to start this season if everything goes just according to plan. Now, you never can say it goes according to plan. Football happens. Injuries happen. I get it. But it feels like Jalen Moore is a $10 million stand on the sideline, break glass in case of emergency, swing tackle type of player, which at this time next year, maybe they bring him back on the player option or what, the second year of his contract, excuse me, and he's the right tackle. But it seems like for 2025, he's what Wanye Morris was last year. He's just better than Wanye Morris.
Are you worried at all about Felix Anudike Uzomah? I asked that question. I know that you're not a big believer in the depth chart, but for a guy who was a former first-round pick, for you to be behind in the depth chart, from Ashton Gelati, Felix Anudike Uzomah, Mike Dana. I mean, I know they don't have Charles Amenuhu as a starter. We imagine he's going to play starter minutes and have a starter-like role. So they kind of have two of those guys that are going to rotate in. Charles Amenuhu is going to be on the field a lot. I'm not reading a whole lot into the fact that he is not a designated starter for this first one. But the fact that the Chiefs have Felix behind Ashton Gelati, who just got here a week ago, I think is very, very telling. I think Felix is going to be playing in the second half of preseason games, which is just not something that you expected your first-round pick to be doing in year three. You normally are expecting that guy to be kind of turning the corner, and we all kind of gave him the pass that first year as a redshirt year. Well, you're 21 years old, you're just coming into the league, hometown kid, Chiefs didn't really need you. We kind of all look past that rookie year. Second year, you kind of started having more expectations. We are now heading into year three, and they're telling you, just based on this depth chart, he's their fifth or sixth pass rusher on this team. It ain't looking good for the former first-round pick.
again, I will say, to echo myself, I'm taking all these depth charts with a grain of salt, but I feel like we kind of knew that was the case on Udike Uzomah all offseason. They drafted an edge rusher at a premium position. It wasn't like they drafted a guy in the seventh round. They said, we hope he can develop. It wasn't like they took Joshua Kando and they thought maybe he'll usurp Felix and Udike Uzomah. They took Chiladi in a premium position. I know it was the beginning of the third round, but it was in that pick 55 to 60 slot.
Yeah, for sure.
That's a premium position.
Absolutely.
They brought back a Minuhu. They just locked up George Karloftis long term. They have Mike Dana long term. Like, I always felt like Udike Uzomah is going to be on that, you know, 4-5 line when it comes to edge rusher. Now, edge rusher is kind of like O-line. You can never have enough of them, so I think he's going to make the roster comfortably. I don't think he's a cut candidate, but I think he is the definition of a situational pass rusher, and I think he's going to be like a couple years ago. Remember Malik Herring was a name that people were like, oh, he's getting random minutes on the field. That's kind of how he'll feel about Udike Uzomah for this upcoming season.
Text line 913-586-7965. Does Wanya Morris become tradable if someone needs a tackle? I don't think that you're getting a lot for Wanya Morris if he's eligible for a trade. I'm guessing that he's probably more valuable to you as a seventh, eighth, if a guy gets hurt, than trading him for. I mean, what are you getting for Wanya Morris if he gets cut? Sixth or a seventh round pick, and it's probably a future pick. Like, I don't think you're getting a 2026 seventh round pick for Wanya Morris if he gets released. So I think he's a guy that has far more value to you as a backup if an injury happens, being in your system, rookie contract, mid-round pick. I don't really see much of a reason to trade Wanya Morris just because he's not a starter.
I also think, I agree with you. The value thing to me, if you're getting a conditional fifth, maybe at best.
I'm not giving you a conditional fifth for a guy who ain't shown me he can start in the National
Correct.
Football League, especially who's halfway done with his rookie contract. I'm not giving you that.
Correct. That's the absolute best case scenario. I actually think that's pie in the sky scenario. So, yeah, you're going to trade him because you want a 2027 sixth round pick. I guess he's tradable. Like, why not hoard picks? But I agree with you. I don't think there's any reason to trade him other than just trade him for the sake of trading him. Like, maybe if it's August 31st and it's almost cut day and you feel like you can get a seventh round pick and he's going to get cut anyway, then yeah, take the seventh round pick. But today there's absolutely no reason to trade him.
So I want to take a closer look right now at the college football preseason poll. I enjoy the preseason poll. Now, I understand the pitfalls of them. We had Chris Kleiman on the show a couple of weeks ago, and he said, and I quote, "I hate the preseason poll. I certainly get why coaches hate them, and I do think the perception that you have in August, it sticks with you for the rest of the season, and I understand why coaches are very anti the preseason poll. But man, they're still fun to look at. They're still fun to discuss. They're still fun to go back and forth. I'm inclined to continue this exercise because, again, it's fun. I enjoy it. The coaches poll is out today. Let me give you the top 10 teams in college football. Number 10, Miami. Number 9, LSU. Number 8, Alabama. 7, Oregon. 6, Clemson. Here's the top 5. 5, Notre Dame. 4, Georgia. 3, Penn State. 2, Ohio State. Number 1, Texas. This is very interesting because a handful of these teams play each other in the first week of the season. Texas plays Ohio State the first week of the season. LSU plays Clemson in the first week of the season. So we got 1 and 2 and 6 and 9 playing each other.
Is it Notre Dame, Miami, week 1, 2? Or is that
maybe? I don't know their schedule is clear.
That's early in the year, too. I know that.
A couple of things stand out to me as I look at this. Look at the top 5. 4 of these teams have changed quarterbacks this offseason. Now, Arch Manning has been there, but Arch Manning was not the starter last year. Ohio State's quarterback's in the National Football League. Drew Aller is probably the best returning college football quarterback this season. You could argue Arch, but we haven't seen enough. I think Drew Aller's the best returning. Maybe you argue Kate Klubnik from Clemson, but Drew Aller's very good. Georgia has a new quarterback. Notre Dame has a new quarterback. There's a lot of turnover. Usually, when there is a lot of turnover at quarterback in college football, it's going to be a wild, unpredictable year. All of these quarterbacks are not hitting. I know because we're thinking, well, it's Texas, Ohio State, it's Georgia, of course. No, that's not how this usually works. Usually, there's an upset or two because you're having a transitional year at the quarterback position. it's hard to keep putting guys in the league at that position or having transfers out the way that a couple of these schools did and maintain that high level of play. So that's the first thing that really stood out to me. Who's the team that you think has the chance? Because we know this happens every year. There's going to be a team that's in the top five or top 10 that fades away like we saw Florida State do last year. Every season, this is the case. I think this year, I think that team is LSU. And I don't think that team is LSU because I don't think they're going to be very good. I think LSU has maybe the most difficult schedule of any of the power schools. Listen to this. They play on the road against Clemson to kick off the year. They play Florida in week three. Florida is a sleeper SEC championship type team. On the road against Ole Miss, on the road against Vanderbilt. You might laugh, but Vanderbilt last year was a dragon slayer. On the road against Alabama, on the road against Oklahoma. No clue how good Oklahoma can be this year. And then in the middle, you play Florida, South Carolina, Arkansas, who could be scrappy this year, Texas A&M that's ranked preseason. I think there's three or four mines in that schedule for LSU. I would not be surprised in the least bit if we look up and LSU is unranked at the end of the season.
We actually have a similar answer, but a little for similar reasoning for a different answer. I think it's Alabama. Alabama at seven to me is a lot of legacy. And I like Kalen DeBoer. What he did at lower levels and then at Washington is he's a good coach, but he is getting a lot of grace for his time at Bama. They were just okay last year. They have a new quarterback, and their schedule is no easy task. Like, they open the season. I know we're going to get our jokes off about Florida State, but you're on the road at an ACC opponent that has a new quarterback and has a new hope to be good this season. That's no gimme. You have at Georgia this year. I might get my jokes off, but at Missouri is no gimme. They have LSU at home that you mentioned. At South Carolina. South Carolina is one of the better teams in the conference this year, and they finished the year at Auburn. Like, that's a rivalry game on the road. You're telling me Bama is going to be like Nick Saban Bama and just go through that gauntlet, no problem, no questions asked, new quarterback, bing, bang, boom, playoff? It feels like Bama is going to be 8-4, 9-3 again, and Greg Sankey is going to be screaming about how Bama should be in the playoff, but they're going to lose 2, 3, 4 games this season. That schedule's too tough, and I have too many questions at quarterback.
I really like Clemson this year. I don't know if Clemson can win the national championship this year, but Clemson, to me, feels like the clear favorite to win the ACC. I'm also kind of wondering when they can potentially trip up. We just mentioned the home game against LSU to kick off the season. That's not a neutral site game. I mean, this game is going to be played at night at Clemson. You have to like Clemson to win that game. You then look at their road games, because I think that really matters in college football. Texas Tech on the road against North Carolina, on the road against Boston College, Louisville at the end of the season. They play South Carolina on the road, which that might end up being a de facto playoff game, certainly for South Carolina. I thought South Carolina toward the end of the season was actually one of the 12 best teams in college football. But just, you weren't going to have six teams make the playoff from the SEC. But I think South Carolina was very good last year, and people like them coming into this season. Are you a believer in Penn State this year? Because I kind of think that's the question. I think that they got kind of lucky with the way that the playoff broke last year, and they just kind of got the right teams and the right matchup that they found themselves in the national championship game. Their regular season schedule is going to be a lot more difficult and a lot tougher this year than it was last year. They're not able to avoid everybody this season. They play Oregon this year. They play Ohio State this season. I think Nebraska is going to be improved from a year ago, because I think Dylan Raiola is going to be a better quarterback this year than he was. They also go on the road and play Michigan State, which we just know, weird Big Ten night game conference matchup. They also play Indiana this year. This is a much more difficult schedule to navigate this year for Penn State than it was last season.
I'll tell you this, if it doesn't happen for Penn State this year, it might never happen for James Franklin in Happy Valley. I know the schedule is tougher, and you just explained that, but they're bringing back the most talent, and the Big Ten, the other powers in the league, are a little bit down. If you aren't going to make a run, if you aren't going to be in the national title game, if you aren't going to be the Big Ten champ, when is it ever going to happen? They have the hotshot coordinators. They brought in a new defensive coordinator. Remember, they hired Jim Knowles away from Ohio State. That was like a big coup in college football. They stole him. They have Andy Kolnick, the offensive coordinator, who built that offense last year into a really powerhouse team. Drew Aller, that you mentioned. Like, yes, their schedule is tough, but Do you know what Dante Moore is at Oregon at quarterback? Probably not. Do you know what Julian Sayin is at Ohio State at quarterback? Probably not. They have, I mean, Nebraska is going to be salty, but that game is to Penn State's advantage. Like, Penn State should be 11-1, 12-1 after the Big Ten title game and a 1 or 2 seed in college football. And if they aren't that, I don't know if James Franklin's ever winning a title in Happy Valley, because it just, everything seems to have lined up for this season. This is the moment.
I'm bad. I want to go back. Penn State actually lost Notre Dame last year. Notre Dame was a team that played for the national championship last year. They lost to Ohio State in the national championship game. I want to correct that right there. Last thing here, and then we'll move on from college football. You had mentioned this earlier when we were looking at this. You think the K-State should be ranked a little bit higher. You don't think they should be the highest ranked team in the Big 12, but you do think they should be ranked higher than 20.
100%. K-State should be like 15 in the country right now. And again, I'm like Chris Klieman. I really like Chris Klieman. I really wish he wasn't at K-State. I wish he would take the Iowa job, because I really like Chris Klieman. It's a tragedy he's at that school. But they should be 15. They should be 13. They should be in between 10 and 15. And I think if they win week one in Ireland against the Cyclones, you can make a case that K-State will be, what, 7-0, 8-0, heading into a matchup with Tech? Like, they are one game away from being undefeated in a week 7-8 of the season, and their schedule is so soft. They're returning Avery.
Like,
they're returning
Edwards.
I think
this is about right for where they should be. I think they should be behind Arizona State. I think they should be behind Illinois, South Carolina. We'll see how good Michigan's new starting quarterback is.
I think Carolina slipped on that list, too. I think Carolina should be way higher, but that's not here nor there.
Yeah, maybe you can argue you would switch Ole Miss with K-State. But,
100%.
I mean, for the most part, I think that K-State's in line with where they should be. They should probably be somewhere between 17 and 20. I think that's about fair for K-State. And I think they're widely considered to be the second-best team in the Big 12 this year, and that's reflected in the college football preseason poll. I don't feel like this is a big slight toward the Wildcats.
I don't think it's a big slight, but I think it's a little bit of a slight. I mean, I know the Big 12 is touting they're bringing all these quarterbacks back, and some of the Big 12 marketing with these quarterbacks is like, are we really going to gloat that the guy at Cincinnati's returning? Like, cool, whatever. Avery Johnson might be the best quarterback in the conference. Like, it's he or Sam Leavitt, and if you picked Avery Johnson over Sam Leavitt, I don't think that's a bad decision. Like, that's kind of how we look at pro and college football. Coach-quarterback combo. Avery Johnson going into his third full season, second full season as a starter with a coach that we both think is very good and an advantageous schedule. Like, K-State should feel a little bit of a way that they're at 20. I don't want them at 4, but 20 seems a little bit low for the Cats. Like, I think they're probably closer to Illinois as a dark horse to make the college football playoff than they are in Ole Miss, who I think is going to be a 8-4 type of team.
Yeah, I think the perception around Illinois, I think a lot of that comes from the Big Ten. I also think, I mean, I think it's more likely that Illinois makes the college football playoff than K-State does, just because I think 3 or 4 teams from the Big Ten make it, and maybe you get 2 from the Big 12. And I think that shapes a lot of the perception early on about who should be ranked where when discussing the college football preseason poll. Coming up in about 20 minutes, Denny Matthews is going to join us on the show, the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals. Keep it right here. It's The Drive on 96.5 The Fan.
Hey, it's Lucas Ersig from the Kansas City Royals. You're listening to The Drive with CDOT on 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back into The Drive. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very happy to be here with you guys over this wonderful, wonderful Monday. Coming up at the top of the hour, we are going to be joined by Denny Matthews, the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals. Before we get to that, a couple of things. The first thing is, I have actually never been to Fenway before. The Royals are playing the Red Sox for a three-game set inside of Fenway. I have been to Wrigley. I've been to Wrigley three times, and Wrigley is just absolutely magical. I've seen Fenway from the outside, but I've never got the opportunity to go to a game, and it's still one of those stadiums that is on my list. Rob, have you got an opportunity to go to Fenway?
I have never been to Fenway, and I've actually never been to Boston in general. Like, I want to go to Boston. I want to go to Fenway. I want to do all the history stuff up there, all that. But I have never been. So it is on my bucket list, but I have never been to Fenway Park.
Yeah, it makes me sad that this kind of ballpark, that we just have so few of them left.
There's only two left, right? It's this one. I guess Dodger Stadium?
Yeah, Dodger Stadium was built in the 60s. I mean, Kauffman Stadium, it's not going to be too much longer. And they've done a massive renovation as well. So it's not the same as it was, you know, back in 1996, for example. But yeah, this is really it. I don't think that there's any football venue outside of Lambeau that you would put in this conversation either. I mean, everybody else, for the most part, has a new stadium, I guess, other than the Chiefs. Maybe you would argue the Bears in Soldier Field, but it sounds like they're trying to get a new stadium as well. Like, we just don't have too many of these iconic venues left. There's no NBA stadium that you would put in this conversation. Like, you would have said the old Boston Garden. The Celtics don't play there anymore. They've got a new stadium. The Lakers have a relatively new stadium. Like, there's no basketball venue like this. Madison Square Garden, I think it's because of the history and all of the events have been there. So I think it's not necessarily in the same conversation as Wrigley and Fenway. We just don't have too many of these old stadiums, at least on the professional level. Certainly a lot in college spaces, but there really aren't too many of these professional spaces that are these old vintage type stadiums.
Why do you think that is? Because as you were saying that, it dawned on me, like, if you were to make a top 10 most iconic sports venues and, you know, stadiums in sports, it would probably be a ton of college sports. You'd probably have Cameron Indoor on that list. You probably have the Rose Bowl on that list. Like, there's a lot of super iconic. They keep the history and the nostalgia, the lore. College sports still has that ingrained in their stadiums. In pro sports, it's kind of just sanitized corporate outfits. Like, Lambeau's an outlier. Fenway and Wrigley are outliers. But outside of that, they're all kind of plug and play. Why is college so, you know, special still, but the pro sports have changed so dramatically?
I think that owners have figured out that the public will just buy them a new stadium every 20, 25 years or so. I mean, that's kind of really been how these things work. The college isn't moving anywhere. Like, Ohio State's, they're not moving. The
Ohio football team, the professional team, can move. And that's just always been the threat. And I think they use that leverage that they have over communities. I think they use that to eventually get what they want, which is we want a brand new shiny stadium and we also want you to pay for it. I mean, that same thing is happening here on a different level between Kansas and Missouri. If you don't do exactly what we want you to do, we're not going to move out of the area. We're just going to take it across state lines. So I think that's kind of why you see there are so many new stadiums being built at a professional level. And for most of these colleges, they just renovate the stadium that they already have. I mean, Kansas did a massive renovation to the structure. Missouri, they've done a couple of these. I mean, since they've joined the SEC, they've had a couple of massive construction projects in the offseason. K-State, I'm sure they have one coming up at some point in the next 5 years. They just kind of build on top of what they already have in college, where they just build a completely new stadium for the professional ranks. I want to play this audio for you. Speaking of new football stadium, the Cowboys, I've been to their stadium before, and let me tell you, it is as advertised. It is amazing. If you got a chance to go to Cowboys Stadium, you know exactly what I'm talking about. A lot of you will get that opportunity to watch the Chiefs coming up on Thanksgiving. I'm telling you, it is worth the price of admission. That place is incredible. Jerry Jones is doing Jerry Jones things. He's having a very public dispute with his star pass rusher. This lets me know that they're just joking around right now in Dallas. They're not serious.
As always, in any relationships, there are different moods at different times of your relationship. That's what it is. Don't lose any sleep over it.
So just to be clear,
that's one thing I would say to our fans. Don't lose any sleep over it.
This is what I think happened. I'm serious, too. I think that one day Jerry woke up and I think he turned on television. And I think he flipped through the channels. And I think he saw that no one was talking about the Cowboys. There really wasn't a reason to be talking about the Cowboys. The Cowboys, for the most part, have been kind of quiet this offseason. You know, Dak's getting back. Diggs is getting back from an injury. They missed the postseason last year. They didn't really make a splash hire at head coach. So we're not really talking about him like Ben Johnson or Vrabel or some of the new coaches. Their coach is also not on the hot seat this year, so you're not getting some of that attention as well. The Cowboys have just kind of been in the middle. They have been in the crowd with all of the other teams in the National Football League. And I think that burned Jerry up. Well, how can we get some conversation, some buzz going about our team? Well, I mean, that's not really Dak this year. People aren't talking about Dak. Like, the media's kind of moved on from Dak Prescott. He certainly was a lightning rod topic for a period of time, but I think people have just kind of moved on. I actually don't know if a lot of people would put Dak in their top five NFC quarterbacks. Like, the conference has kind of moved forward, and you got some young blood. They're the third best team in their division. At least it's how people perceive them to be. So how do you drum up a little bit of noise? How do you drum up a little bit of interest? How do you get people talking about your team again? There was only one thing to do. It's mess with Micah Parsons. There's nothing else. Their best player right now wrote a 1,000-word letter saying, I don't want to play for the Cowboys anymore. I mean, none of us think that they're trading Micah Parsons. None of us think that Micah Parsons is not going to play for the Cowboys. This is just noise. This is just drama. These are things that the Cowboys do to remain relevant and to keep our interest. But, I mean, his tone, I mean, I wouldn't lose any sleep over it. Yeah, of course we're not losing any sleep over it. This is a rollout for you guys' Netflix show that's coming out in a couple of weeks. I've seen you guys do this time and time again. They always sign the Micah Parsons at the time. They did this with Dak. They did this with CeeDee Lamb. They did this with DeMarcus Lawrence. They did this with DeMarcus Ware. They did this with Ezekiel Elliott. They always end up signing their player. I don't know why this Micah Parsons situation will be any different.
Here's the thing, and I'm not disagreeing with your logic that Jerry is trying to drum up interest in the Cowboys. How come his way of drumming up interest in the Cowboys always ends up with him looking like a clown? Has anyone ever heard a Cowboys story in the recent times with Jerry Jones and been like, man, Jerry seems to have a good feel for what's happening out in Dallas. He feels like an owner who's got it all under control. Earlier this offseason, he was asked about Micah Parsons at their opening Welcome to Camp press conference, and he took a shot at Dak Prescott immediately. His coaching search last year was a joke. They had every coach they could have picked from, and they hired Brian Schottenheimer. Just terrible job. How, if he is doing this to drum up interest in the Cowboys, does he not know it? Every time we talk about the Cowboys, we're making fun of him because he's doing a bad job of running them. Is that, does he not see what we all see?
I don't know. I think Jerry just moves to the beat of his own drum. I don't think Jerry cares at this point. If you're 80 something years old and you've lived the life that Jerry Jones has had, where, I mean, you were one of the most successful businessmen that we've seen. Like, you have taken a football team, you bought them at a relatively low price, and you have turned them into the most valuable sports franchise in North America. Like, you have made them synonymous with what the NFL is. I think Jerry's really proud of what he's accomplished as a businessman. I just think that if you've been doing business as long as Jerry has been doing business, I think you just kind of, you lose it a little bit. I don't even, now going back, I don't even know why Micah Parsons was even negotiating with Jerry Jones from the very, very beginning. Why hire an agent if I'm going to talk directly to the owner about my contract? Maybe that's how they did business back in the day. I'm not doing that in 2025 if I'm Micah Parsons. That sounds like a really bad way to negotiate a contract. Why am I talking directly to the owner about my contract? No, this is why I give my agent 3-4% of the deal so he can handle this. They should have been doing that from the very, very beginning. Eventually, Jerry's going to sit down with Micah Parsons' agent. They're going to hammer this thing out. And I'm guessing right before Labor Day, we will see that Micah Parsons has a new contract. And now he is the highest paid defensive player in the history of the National Football League. I think we all know how this story ends. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll be joined by Denny Matthews, the Hall of Fame voice of the Royals. The Royals are playing some ball. We'll talk to Denny next. Keep it right here. So drive.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.